I mean, I know he started last week, but I mean, is that going to be? Is he going to stay there now?
Yeah, for the time being. Yep.
What'd you base that decision on? He obviously must have looked good against the Giants, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, but it wasn't just them. It's cumulative body of work, like all decisions are. But I feel good because I think we have, you know, some depth at tackle, which is good.
What do you like about his style? What it does? What does he bring to this team that it needs?
Well, he has an athleticism to protect in the pass game. He needs to improve in many ways, but we all do. And just think that he gives us the best chance to win this week. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with down the road or anything like that. Just this week, this is what gives us the best chance.
Greg, it doesn't get much easier in terms of pass defense with Romo and some talented targets. What's the challenge of stopping Romo?
Well, he's a dangerous quarterback, and he's especially dangerous when he extends plays. And he's a hard guy to keep from extending the plays. When you look at the big play reel, a lot of them are when, you know, it's not initially open and then he moves. And he's not like he can scramble and get yards, but that's not what he's looking to do. He's looking to extend the pass play. And he's got a strong arm on the run. He delivers the ball accurately, and they've made several big plays when he does that. So try to keep him in there, but that's not easy to do. I mean, that's one of his talents.
Expecting Dallas to throw on you, given the yards you've given up the last 2 weeks, and until you can fix that?
Oh, I would think so, yeah. That's what they're a run-pass mix anyway, but they're not afraid to throw the ball. And until we stop it, why wouldn't they?
Have you been able to find a common denominator with the big plays you've given up, particularly in the passing game the first couple weeks?
Common denominator? Well, there's only so many things it can be attributed to, you know. Either we're not pressuring the quarterback enough or we're not covering well enough. Now the reasons why that is, there's several. You can help with play selection. You can help with better technique. We have to coach them better and get them in a better position to make the play. And technique-wise, we got to make them, hold them accountable to playing great technique. And that's why, you know, that's our job. We got to get them to do it. We have players that can do it. We got to get them to that point where they will consistently.
Greg, you brought in Shipley yesterday. We thought that might have been a reaction to Parker getting hurt, but is Sammy hurt? Is that the
issue? Sammy has an issue with his foot, yeah. So
do you expect that to be a long-term issue?
Could be. Yeah, could be. You know, you never know. Someone's sore, and now all of a sudden it's bigger than you think, right? So could be long-term, yes. But, I thought we were fortunate that Jordan was available because we felt comfortable with him when he was here. We really liked him, but just space, you know, numbers.
Greg, what's Barron shown through the first two games on film for you?
I think Mark's shown that he's a quality NFL starter. I mean, he's made plays. He's covered one-on-one. He's been a physical presence. He's got a lot of room to improve, which is exciting, right, because he's done these things, and he really can be a fabulous player. You just got to keep moving the progress forward.
I know you want to mix, but after what's happened the last 2 weeks with the passing game and defense, would you consider doing less one-man safety?
We'll mix it up. You know, I don't know. There may be less. You know, there may be more. I would never tip that in a this environment, but we always look at it and formationally try to do it in different ways, you know. So sometimes you don't necessarily know. It could end up either or. You know, there's certain things. We do some two-play defense stuff. But we do control it. So we have a way to control it.
But just to clarify, do you think you have the guys that can play that style when you would call it upon? I mean, Akeem's a cover guy. You think Wright can do it? You just think they just have to have better technique and
yeah, we all have to do better. We have to coach better. They have to play better. Yeah, I do think we can. Sure. Now there's some great, there's some great receivers, yeah. And there's no doubt now. And we're seeing them week after week here.
Has tackling been part of the problem there? Have you missed some tackles now?
I want to tackle better than we have the first 2 weeks, but it's markedly improved. You know, I wouldn't say that if you sit there and say, "Oh, tackling's the issue." I don't think. I want to get better at it. Yes, but covering and pressuring. I got to tell you. This past week, it was incredible, some of the throws, you know, as they were throwing and falling away. And, I mean, that's why he is who he is. But we got to do better. There's no asterisks. You got to stop him. So we didn't.
What challenges does Dez Bryant and Miles Austin present in particular?
Very big challenge, yeah. They're big guys. Both of them are big guys. Miles, I have a history with, just like I did Victor. You know, I'm the probably the knucklehead of the week who didn't recruit either one of them. And There's no doubt when Michael looked at me at one point during the game, if I could tell you what his eyes said, it would have said it all, and I'm sure Miles got the same feeling. Both Jersey kids that ended up going to UMass and Monmouth, respectively. So there's a genius move. But they're good players. Yeah, we got our hands full back there.
You spent some time with the secondary, kind of working on some things. What was the point of emphasis, and are they minor adjustments, you think, that just need to be corrected?
Yeah, but I always spend time there. I mean, that's what I coached my whole career. So maybe I was down there a little more, but I'm always there. You know, that's kind of where I gravitate to. I have to force myself not to go there. But it's kind of like a magnet. Just, you know, it's not fun to be the secondary coach here, probably, because the head coach is always there.
What makes Ware so effective, Greg, as a pass rusher?
I'll tell you what, I didn't have a great understanding of him until we started studying the Cowboys, because like I told you guys many times, I didn't have a chance to study pro football because I was working. He is one of the best players in this league as far as just production and consistency. He plays all the time. He plays hard all the time. He's relentless. And he's got incredible pass rush technique. He lines up everywhere, too. He lines up as a linebacker. He lines up as a DN. He's covered down in space. And this guy is not only is he a special player, but I really respect the way he plays. He plays the game with a great focus.
Talk about the running game and the work you guys put in this week and what challenges Dallas has as far as stopping the run.
Challenges Dallas has? Well, we're going to run the ball, you know, and Doug has done that. Doug's had a lot of touches. We need to run it better than we did the other day. And I've said this, we have to be able to run when we want to run. Dallas is going to have a say in that. They're going to load the box. They, you know, they do several different things. One of the big, big things we're going to have to do is be able to identify what defense they're in. You know, Rob does a lot of different things, and if you're not on your P's and Q's, you'll let somebody loose, or you'll get a TFL, or give up a sack fumble. So, excuse me. So we have to identify, and then we have to execute. It's really a two-part puzzle this week. Thanks, guys.